Son of Porthos.
While Poirier, the blacksmith, and the villain Port Booth are planning the ambush in which he is to be killed, Joel himself has climbed the steep stairs from the forge to the room above. He shuts the door behind him and stands for a moment looking around the dim little room. There is the desk the blacksmith had mentioned, complete with paper, ink, and quills. The room is lit only by one small window looking down along the road to the trees of Bondi Forest, so that the far corners are cloaked in shadow. And despite his quick glance around, he does not see the still, frightened figure that stands so quietly. He moves at once and quickly to the desk beside the window.
Paper, quill, and ink. Dr. Vulcan was right. I have all I need here. All except sufficient light. For by the sword, the room is dark and dingy. Oh, well, let us be thankful for what we have. There is sufficient light to see by. And though this delay is irritating, yet it does give me the opportunity of writing to Aurore. Now, let me see.
Oh!
Who's there?
It is I, monsieur. But, oh, monsieur, I meant no harm.
Come out of the shadows, then, and let me see you. Come now. I will not eat you.
I meant no harm, monsieur.
Nor I. I will not harm you. I did not see you there in the shadows. Come now, come here to the window.
I was trying to go without disturbing you, monsieur. It was the bowl. It's so dark, and I do not walk where you see. I'm clumsy, but I meant no harm.
I know it, child. I frightened you. Had I known you were there, I should have asked your permission before sitting here. What is your name?
I am Annette, monsieur. The blacksmith me. I am an orphan.
And so am I. You see, we have much in common.
Oh, monsieur. You, I must go for your visit.
I do have a letter to write to a very dear lady. But there is time. Do not hurry away. Look. There is going to be a storm.
I'm afraid of a storm.
Oh, you should not be. They will not hurt. Come here by the window. Stand here and watch. With my arm around you, nothing can harm you.
No, monsieur. You are so tall and straight. Even a storm would not hurt you.
Oh, Annette, you make a common mistake. Might is not always right. Good things are wrapped in small parcels. Why, I knew a dwarf once who...
What is it, monsieur? What are you staring at?
Annette, have soldiers passed this way today?
I would not know, monsieur. I do not go out much. My uncle has had visitors. I've heard their voices. But many people travel this way nowadays.
On either side of the road, I can see them. Though it is getting very dark. Glint of muskets. See? They're among the bushes. They are well hidden, but I can make them out when the wind moves the leaves. One, two, three. There must be 8 or 10 on each side. On my sword, Annette, they lie in ambush.
There are bad things in the forest, monsieur. Perhaps it is the robber, little goose.
There are too many of them for a stray highway robber. They are waiting for someone, unless I'm mistaken. See how still they keep. We cannot distinguish them at all, except when the wind blows.
There is someone moving along the road now. Perhaps it is the Henry.
Where? Oh, yes, yes, I see him. Quickly, I must warn him. No. See, Annette, he is one of them.
He moves with his hand. They are friends.
Strange, there is something familiar about that walk, the swagger of it. And his hat with the plume.
You know him, monsieur?
If I had not smashed that scoundrel called Booth in the Rue Petit Muse, I would have sworn it was he.
Who, monsieur?
Never mind, Annette.
Whoever it is, they are obviously preparing a trap for someone. The question is, for whom?
What will you do, Mister?
I do not know. Wait, listen.
Someone is riding by. Look, two men, see?
Yes, you are right. Two men and riding as if the devil were behind them. When all the time he waits for them in Bondi Forest. And if we must save them. Hold there! Hold there! Danger ahead!
It is no use, Mister.
Then I must go after them.
Oh, they will kill you, Monsieur, I know.
Be brave, little Annette. They will not kill me. But I cannot let two innocent men ride into ambush like that. I will be back.
Oh, Monsieur, come back.
Why are you? Why are you? Master Smith, let us have our horses, quickly, for the love of heaven.
What is it, Monsieur? What is it?
Our horses, ma'am, quickly. Draw your sword, Valeria. We are needed. Come now.
Make haste, man. They will be slain.
Make haste, outsiders.
You'll have to ride with
them. Two horse quickly, Boilerier. Your sword drawn in Christian charity. We must lend aid. Come now.
I'm coming, monsieur.
Our men will take the chances for our breakfast. If so, I'll have to shoot him from behind.
He doesn't see you draw a gun on him. He'd be quick to answer.
I ride without you then, Boilerier.
I'm coming. Chevalier, what is it?
They ride into ambush, those travelers. I saw it from the window.
That's upon all windows.
We must warn them. There they are, just around the bend. We will be on them in a moment, so they ride as if possessed.
They're too late. They've fallen, both of them.
God rest their souls.
Your timidity. Oh, now I'll have to finish you myself.
Ah!
Poor Laurier! Valeria, are you all right? Oh, if I could have laid my hands upon those ropes. But as soon as they had fired, they made off through the woods like streaks of lightning. And in this rain, I stood no chance of finding them. Quietly now, my friend. I'll take you back into the shelter of the trees. Gently now, gently. You are as light as a baby, but... gently. I'll not hurt you more than has already been done. Then I'll lean against this tree. I'll bind your wound.
Monsieur, the
travelers, do not try to talk. You have been badly hit. It is bad for you to talk. The travelers, I am afraid, are dead.
Both of them. Master. And the man?
Both.
So, they had to finish me as well. Orders were, they both then. One in front. He, the road behind.
I beg you, do not talk.
Have not the luckless two gone first. I would have received the full body. Instead, two stray shots do the same work. Anyway.
My friend, your mind wanders. No wonder, for you've lost much blood. Be quiet, I pray you now, and rest against the tree. I will go back to the forge and fetch help.
There is none, Chevalier. For I will die.
Do not say so, friend.
As a soldier, you should know it. I cannot not.
I have a flask of wine here.
Hold it, then. Well, it... I would talk. I think so.
You would do better if you would but rest quietly.
I am doomed by the treachery of one I trusted. What does it matter if I die now or later? So long as I can revenge this treachery first.
Revenge is an ugly word, friend, on the lips of a dying man.
Nevertheless, I must speak. Drink. drink for pity's sake.
Gently, gently now.
Oh, may heaven reward you. You are a good man. Die, Sylvia.
My friend, your mind wanders. Mm-hmm. But have courage. Things are not as bad as they seem. Yeah. I will ride back to the Smiths and bring help to you.
No, no, no. It's over. I can't settle, sir. Yet, get your ear close to me. I must speak before I die. Oh, never will I rest in peace again.
Speak, then. Speak, for I am listening.
In your hands must lie my revenge. I have been killed by... Oh, that I had a priest before I die. But it is impossible. It will not last much longer. You must receive my confession, so that perhaps you may save yourself.
You know not what you say. How save myself?
This ambuscade was directed against us, against you and me.
By whom?
Cordwolf would not even have said me.
Cordwolf? Then I was right. It was he whom I spied.
Drink.
Drink here.
Cannot last much longer. Listen closely, then. For if I last, please heaven, I will tell you all.